It's recording.
I'll let Randy, you have to be the head honcho today.
Okay. Well, call the order. We got a roll call, but that's just the three. And
I'm not a voting member, so
okay.
Here,
a visitor, and okay. Neither is
okay. Brandon.
Brandon.
Okay. Yeah.
We need the minutes read.
Oh, yes, and minute. I have them. Okay, so do I read like the whole thing?
Yeah.
Summarize, yeah. Kind of? Okay, I'll just read the whole thing.
You won't know the difference.
Okay, Darren called the meeting to order at 6:03. Gordon, Brent, Randy, Darren, Jenna, and Brandon were all here. And then... We foregoed the minutes of the last meeting because the last secretary wasn't here. Let's see. There was no change in chairman. We'll do that next year. The financial statement review. Brent reviewed financial statement. Here today we brought in 70K in income, had a deposit flop over from last year of 86,000. Accrual-based accounting spent roughly 15,000 on pit run, 37,000 on fencing for Cedar Mountain Road Project, 13 to mill audit. Bought crack sealer for 110. Pay Melissa for her last 2 months. Culvert materials for $35,000 for loader tires. Year to date, we are $40,000 lower than a year ago. Motion for approval by Gordon, second by Randy. Other business, explain to me what we do and how this all goes. Where the money comes from and what we spend on the trains and the meetings and when we get paid. There were no change to the bylaws. But they wanted me to print bylaws for everyone, and I do have those. No possible closed meeting, and then it was motion for adjournment at 6:44 by Brent, and seconded by Gordon.
I make a motion to accept the minutes.
Hey, all in favor?
Aye.
All right. The financial statement.
Okay. So we got a bit of money that came in last little bit.
Mm-hmm.
So we're up to $390,000. I'll talk about that here in a second. We spent $274,000 on road maintenance. This is from January 1 through the end of last week, basically. $13 for postage. That was for the audit. And then just for our board meetings, we spent $600 so far. So we're adding to our cash balance about $115,000, so we're up to $401,000 is where we're at. And then if you flip over, you'll see our deposits. And we're doing quite well so far this year. We did get a big chunk of change from a check that came from the state for $127,000. And then $142,000 came in, so that came in the 1st of May. So we're doing quite well this year. We brought in $473,000 year to date. Last year we were only at $800,000 for the whole year, so who knows? We might end up with some more money. And then checks that we've written since last meeting was some bank fees. Spent some money on equipment rental, $18,000. Bought a dump truck for $20,000. A scissor lift for $17,000. Fencing on the road for almost $7,000. And then board meeting tonight. And that's all of our activity that we've had on the financials. So we got a bit of money sitting there, Brandon.
Yeah.
I'm sure you got a home for it.
I usually do.
Yeah. So that's all I have on the financials.
Okay. Motion to approve the financial.
I second it.
Okay. So might do it. I can't remember. Okay.
And then just another comment. So the audit is back. We just got that last week. So there were two findings. One was we didn't post one of our meetings, like the written version.
Yeah, I noticed that. Actually, when I got on a couple weeks ago just to, like, look at stuff.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, this meeting's not, doesn't, heck, she said there should be two things posted.
Yep.
On everything, but she missed something. And yep. Do you want me to go on and post that? Can I do that?
I think you can. I think you can go back and, if you have the information.
I
don't know if you do.
I should, because everything should be on that thumb drive. So if she does have it, then I'll just post it.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I'm sure it got dropped in the whole transition. Mm-hmm. That's okay. No big deal.
Okay.
I told them we'd repent and do better on that one. Going forward, so.
Duly noted.
And then they hit us on a fraud risk assessment survey that we fill out every year. And for as long as I've been doing it, we've always filled it out the same time as the audit. And apparently the real rule is we have to fill it out and file it before the end of the year. So they wrote us up for that. So,
well, we'll do that this year.
Yeah, that's what I told them. Even the auditors were like, yeah, we didn't know that rule was there either. So anyway, no, those two issues is all that's in the report. So it's all been turned into the county. So that's done. That's behind us.
Okay.
That's all I've got.
You hot flush.
What do you want to do with the 400,000?
I can think of a couple.
Yeah, right. A couple of those. So, I think I talked to Darren, I think, a little bit about. I'd like to make some sheds.
Oh, yeah.
For all the equipment to come in through. All this equipment we're buying, you know. I don't know if we talked. Did we talk about that last time?
Mm-hmm. No, you and I talked about it, too. Okay. And then we had a phone call.
Okay, was that you? Maybe it was you instead of Darren. Because that was the question of whether you do it here or there, you know, or you can't do it
because
it's in city limits, which is
yep.
still BS to me, because it's still the equipment that we're buying should be covered. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? If it's in, whether it's in city limits or you're not putting, you're still on county property. You know what I mean? Like if you do a lean-to on county property, mm-hmm. it shouldn't matter if it's on the east side, west side, if it's in the city or out in the county. It's still on county property. But that's something we can discuss, because I don't really need it in Fillmore, I need it in Della right now.
Mm-hmm.
But they're lean-tos and big, you know, metal building, half three-sided buildings. So I'd like to do some of that this fall, if you know, possible. And get some bids from Shane and whoever else I can find.
There's a guy in Levan.
Mm-hmm.
When we were doing our shop, I called, got bids from all over the place, and he was pretty reasonable.
Was he?
Yeah.
I'll give his number or text me his number. So, and I don't know how much he cost. I'm sure, you know, the bigger ones we're going to do, I'm guessing $150,000 for a couple of them. So, just, we got to get that stuff covered.
Yeah. You know,
mm-hmm.
Sun on everything is just hard.
It's hard on
yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Tires and electronics.
We're doing good on mag this year. We've done all our mag, and so we ain't got no more mag coming out. The oil's on a kind of standstill because we're going to start doing our own distributing. So we don't have to have anybody come do our own. So.
Yeah, that'd be
nice. Mag on the Cedar Mountain Road?
Oil asphalt?
Yeah, no, mag. Before the asphalt?
No.
Okay.
No. No. We're just going to do the asphalt project this year, but just the way oil went, we're going to wait.
Mm-hmm.
We use the money to help get our distributors and bought and stuff like that.
He also wants Utah Power to move the power poles
yeah.
before they put the asphalt out on
Cedar
Mountain
Road.
They're going to move them?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Some of them, most of them.
Yeah, it cost me like $2,000 once to move a pole 12 feet so I could have the well driller pull up my well. So it wasn't, the lines weren't in the way of my after. That Wade boy got hurt, and it cost, yeah.
We had an agreement with them.
Yeah.
I don't know how far back it went, but
2013, I think.
They said if we needed poles moved, they'd move them.
Wow, that's a big job.
Yeah, because they told us no at the beginning, so we did all that work around the poles. Like, we were yeah. up around them and all, trying to knock them down, trying not to knock them down.
Yeah.
And, yeah, then they come back and they're like, oh, by the way, we do have a paper. Perfect.
Wow. I'm impressed.
I did actually talk to Casey Bode today, and he didn't answer, but I was trying to get, it should be pretty quick. Within a couple of weeks, I hope. So, but we'll probably do it next year.
Yeah, sounds good.
That's about all I got. It's in buildings. And it's just some little stuff that comes up, you know, here and there. Nothing real. Not till the end of the year when we know we have a lot of money. Then we'll figure out what we need or what we can afford.
Yeah, we should have another big deposit coming in here.
Yeah, that SRS money, that didn't come in last year.
It didn't.
It never did. Huh?
It never did.
No.
So I think that was a double up, basically. No.
Yeah, because that new taxes, that would be a good one in what, August? Yeah, August.
Yeah. So that'll push you right up there.
Yeah, maybe we'll buy a loader or something. Kind of getting that point again, need a loader. They're like $600,000 or $700,000 now.
Yeah. So. What size?
980.
Yeah. Can we buy a 980 or was it? We bought a 980 a few years ago, didn't we?
Yeah. Yeah, all the ones we bought in the past since I've been here is 980s.
Yeah.
They're just good. They're big enough, they can do something.
Mm-hmm. So. All right.
Yeah. All right.
Oh, here. I do have these.
Oh, I love them.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm glad you found them.
I did. Did you guys get these?
Yeah.
Okay. Assumed by, yeah.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
These were redone like 3 or 4 years ago, weren't they?
Yeah.
Yeah, we did them.
Yeah. It wasn't too long ago.
It seemed like the last bylaws was like 20 pages thick.
Yeah, and they were old, too.
They were old.
Yeah.
But they described a little more in here.
Yeah, I think Gordon was the one asking for these.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'll bring the rest next meeting to it.
He was the one that put them together for us.
Yeah, he was.
Yeah.
He's good at that kind of stuff. He's really sharp at scheduling and everything.
Yeah.
I got pretty fast meeting.
Yeah.
I make a motion to adjourn.
Check in it.
All in favor, aye.
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 That's good.
Yeah.
So do you have one of those skewers from Staley's?
Yeah. That's my second one.
I like your hat.